What is the most important thing to learn and practice? If I were you, participating in my programs, I would ask, what is the most important thing for me to practice and maybe even bring it to mastery? When I look at the people I have the opportunity to observe, what I see is that they are mastering in resistance and dishdosh, avoiding responsibility. The second word is Hebrew. And it means that whatever you do to make it unclear, vague for the observer to see that you don't know, that you don't care, that you don't want to be called to account. Also, I don't think it is very important to be called to account about past actions, past behavior, past anything. It is done and gone. The law says different, but life is a lot more forgiving. If you did something horrid, or embarrassing, or stupid in your past, life doesn't care. The statutes of limitations is a legal term, not a life term. Life is more interested in what you are doing now, and what you are committed, what you intend to do in the future. Really. So free yourself up, and say, the past is real. But there is one thing that makes the past predictive for the future as if my behavior stays the same. Society wants you to feel remorse for the bad stuff you've done. And feeling remorse glues your eyes to the past, to the backdrop, and not surprisingly, your behavior follows. So, remember, the first thing is to see and everything follows after that. See it in your mind's eye, see it on the backdrop, see it in reality. Seeing is seeing. I have a favorite saying by famed management guru, the father of management, Peter Drucker. He said somewhere, never look back unless you are planning to go that way. I just looked it up. And it was Henry David Thoreau who said that. No matter who said it. That is the quote to best serve you. To serve you best. Never look back unless you are planning to go that way. Why? Because your past is all on the backdrop and it's been your backdrop that kept you who you are, what you are. Resulting in you being miserable, resistant, and doing your version of tishdosh. Instead look, who do you intend to be? What do you intend to do? Really? And for that you really need to master turning on your intention at will. Not hoping to turn it on. Neither turning it on when I am watching. No. For your own sake, for your own future. Learn, practice, practice more, practice all the way to mastery. So muscle memory does it. Wouldn't it be more important to do what would make you money, earn you respect, more customers, more something? No, it wouldn't. You see, without changing something, nothing will change. And without changing something on the seed level, nothing can change on the above ground level. Cannot. Will not. Ever. I know you are dumb and I know you don't agree. I know you are sure that you can change the future by doing different things. But what you have never accepted is that unless the seed level changes, the how and to what end, nothing will change, even if the actions are different. You'll continue doing everything to look good and to survive. Your seed level agenda is to be liked, to avoid domination, and to avoid being held to account, to prove your parents wrong. And as long as that seed level is your main purpose, your seed level that is underneath everything you do, nothing can change. I am looking at some well-known figures, like Bill Gates. His seed level is wanting world domination. It doesn't matter what he does, that is what is underneath it. And nothing good for the world, you can be sure of that. But here is a very important fact, does he consciously intend that? No. It is his unconscious intention. Does he use intention, the energy? No. He doesn't. What would happen if he learned to use his intention? If he somehow got hold of the video recording of the workshop from Tuesday? Would he be able to continue his unconscious intention? Muscle test says no. He would suddenly get conscious of his seed level, and he would be knocked conscious. How about Hitler? Same thing, says source through muscle testing. How about Putin? Same thing. Trump? Ditto. Elon Musk? Ditto. You, ditto. You would suddenly see your seed level intention and be mortified. Why? Because when you turn on your innate energy, the intention, your higher self takes over. Your God self. Desire to receive for the sake of sharing. Why? Because intention also connects you to source. As simple as that. What happens if you refuse to learn and refuse to use the intention energy? I will know something about you. You refuse to be your best self. You refuse to be called to account. Thus, you commit to be evil. It is as simple as that. I don't care. I really don't. Because I don't have high hopes for you. So you never disappoint me. So when do you use your intention? I say, use it when you want your seed level to be healthy, godly, Constructive. In the HERO program, you are asked to create a project. Instead of creating a project from the past, turn on the intention, and be willing to be surprised at yourself, at what comes out of your mouth. In the same program, you are asked to set, in your calendar, 3 tasks daily. Perform them at the scheduled time in the allocated length of time, and then at the end of the day report back about them. Turn on your intention energy when you set the tasks, turn it on just before you do them, and turn it on when you report about them. You'll be surprised to see that your automatic is strikingly different. Your dominant attitude, how you do anything, will not run the show when intention is on. How you do anything is how you do everything. And it is not pretty. It is not effective. And it is not life-affirming. It's ugly. If you are floppy, it is really your attitude. If you are rigid and resistant, it is really your attitude. Your how. And if you talk too much to prevent yourself and others to see the ugly, it's your attitude. You can't stand looking at ugly. If you just want to be praised, be the center of the universe. That is your attitude. That is your how. You don't do anything for the sake of doing it. Your agenda is on the seed level. Turn on the intention in your seed level, the how changes. While the intention is on. If you cannot tell whether the intention is on or not, just look at how you are doing what you are doing. Your attitude. If it is familiar, then the intention is not on. Your want to, need to, have to, and should all come from the mind. But the intention comes from your beautiful self, from all you can be. And you can bet safely, that self will not do things the same way as the ugly, puny, self-centered self does. And that is how you know. It's obvious. My past-based self is resigned, or tends to be resigned. It tends to slouch. It tends to give up. And, sigh, it tends to hope. I can tell when my intention is not on. I can see it, I slouch, and I can feel it. I am always on the verge of giving up. What's the use? It is never going to happen. Ba ba ba. And it tends to have this little thought, maybe. A decade ago I had 3, sometimes 5 webinars a week attempting to teach people to connect. Only a few people learn to connect. But no one, not even the ones who can connect, got the essence of why to connect. So they connect to muscle to their food and water. But they don't connect to alter the seed level of their life. They don't connect to become all they can become. Maybe one person. Some of the time. I can see that it is my fault. I changed when I finally connected. And I am not allowed to do evil things. And God knows, sometimes I want to. Lol. I sometimes want to punish the people who hurt me. Or I want to withhold love. And I want to quit. So now you know. I have intention on much of the time. So what I want doesn't hold any water. When you turn on intention, while it's on, you are your God self. And you bring a wholesome seed level to what you do while intention is on. To growing yourself, growing your business, growing your relationships, growing your income, growing your skills, to all the things that matter. Doing, maybe, the exact same things you would do without the intention energy being on, without being connected to source. What is different is the underlying seed level. The how. The resistance, the arguing, the explaining, the tish-tosh, the no curiosity, the self-aggrandizing, etc. is absent. So there is no hidden agenda. Instead there is freedom to be. Just being. By the way, you still have time, not much, to be that at the Thanksgiving weekend. Buckle up and learn to turn on the intention. So, here's the link to buy the training. It's recorded. If you need live training, there is an option in the shopping cart to buy that. Learn to effectively turn on your intention. P.S. In my conversations with Source, I have learned that some individuals actually earn immortality while they are on Earth. Not their physical body, but their energy. Hoo-hoo. My father is one of them. There are 17 such people. From all ages. This tells me that not all 1,000s have earned immortality, but my favorite 1,000, Alex Hormozy, has. Can he still lose it? Yes. Have I? Yes. Can I lose it? Yes. There is no truth in what religions teach about afterlife, about Gilgul, about reincarnation. So this wasn't has been unsettling to me. I have been preparing, in earnest, to cease to exist. I cannot fathom what it is like to be pure energy. So, Source says that the purpose of this immortality is to do work. Haven't been able to ask the question that would get me a yes answer about the nature of the work. Yet. But I have a hunch that teaching you to use your intention is part of what is earning me this privilege.